make some decisions.
I don't have my little flag, but there's a flag behind Mark there. We'll use that.
Well, I'm going to use Mark's flag. Thank you very much for posting it, Mark. Pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America.
State of America.
And to the Republic, to which the Republic stands,
for which
one
it stands,
nation, under God,
one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
We were a little out of sync there, but we all know what our intent is. And don't forget, happy birthday on Wednesday, Marine Corps birthday. Let's not forget it. You know what I mean, John?
Yeah. Let's see. That's what part of the Navy?
The men's department.
Yeah. Well, wait,
yeah.
Yeah.
Karen, you want to go ahead with the roll call?
Hey, Andy Cota.
Here.
Ev Moran is excused. Ron Sill.
Here.
James Butler.
Here.
Bruce Sill. John Bittman.
Here.
Al Fraschino.
Okay, we have a quorum, so we can go on. Additions or deletions to the agenda. Do we have any additions or deletions to the agenda? If we have none, then we'll move on to, we don't have any minutes, right? Is that what happened, Karen?
No, we had
last month.
We have them.
No, the minutes came in late today. I know, okay. I read through them.
Yeah,
I read through them.
Oh, okay. If everybody's read through the minutes, then do we have a motion to accept the minutes, or are there any changes?
I'll make that motion, Andy.
Okay, Jim makes a motion. Second?
I'll second it.
John seconds it. Okay, all in favor?
Aye. Right.
To accept.
Aye.
Okay, public portion. Is Tom the only one that's there from the public? Anybody from the public want to speak?
Well, Andy, I don't have to speak because I already spoke.
Yeah, you did. Yeah. I was going to say, if that's the thing you're concerned about, we pretty much got a handle on that one.
All right,
Dennis, any correspondence?
No correspondence.
Okay. So we might as well go right into the director's report then.
Andy, hold on a second.
Yes.
Everything that Tommy Lay and Eddie was talking about before we started the meeting did not get recorded.
Okay. Well, let's go back to them then, okay? We go back to the public portion. How's that? Tom, we're going to go back to the public portion. Would you repeat what your opinion was before, please? Are you there?
Yes, Tom Linetti's Sunset Drive Derby. All I was saying is there should not be any signs being put up at that field. I'm up there working every morning, and the same people who walk have the respect. If there's a school people down there, they don't go anywhere near them, and they get to use the field. I don't think we should put it up a sign. This way here, we don't start any trouble with anybody. That's all. Thank you.
Okay, thank you, Tom. All right, if there's nobody else, then we'll move on to the correspondence, and then we said there was none. So we'll go to the director's report. Dennis, it looks like you're up at bat.
Yes, thank you. Okay, well, not a lot of activity to report. We have some things that are going on right now. Our immediate future is bleak, program-wise, because of the virus and because of the recent developments that we're seeing. We would be registering kids for youth basketball, and not doing that so far. Shelton, for example, their school superintendent has closed all their school gyms to the parks and recreation programs in Shelton, and they have a lot of them. So I know I spoke with Aunt Sonia's park and rec director, because we run youth basketball together with them, and he's very pessimistic as to whether they're going to be permitted in the schools as well. So this is not etched in stone, but our winter youth basketball program is in pretty serious jeopardy this year. The community center, we're still, you know, doing the same things that I mentioned to you for the last couple months. We are featuring one-on-one swim lessons and the basketball court, which is becoming a problem as well. I have said in the past, people seem to be very much okay with the one-on-one swim lessons. And I, you know, just today we did around 14 of them. So that's going very, very well and is a pretty strong program. Okay. Again, I mentioned earlier when we were just talking that the school programs at Ryan Complex are winding down. And I believe the date is September 20. That would be the last day that they have scheduled events there. I know we had some rain last week and whatnot, so maybe they go a few more days, but it's in that vicinity. What we remember from last year, even though there's no scheduled events down there, there's still activity down there. And if we have a winter like we've been having in the past, you know, we're going to still have people down there pretty regularly attending that area, you know, for recreational purposes, even though they're not structured programs. They'll be running down to the weight room. The trainer will be in her room. So there will still be decent activity down there anyway, even though the programs have ended. That's it. You know, we are running a girls basketball program on Sunday afternoons. Maria Conlin is running a league for high school age girls. She wants to that league also ends in a couple weeks because the high school season should be starting, and those girls cannot play anywhere else other than on their high school teams. But she wants to keep it going, and she wants to move to the middle school age group in the next couple of weeks. So, and run that through the winter, which is pretty good. Maria has, you know, a pretty good name to herself. And she does a good job, and, you know, we're getting teams from, you know, all around the area, come to play in that league. So that's working out pretty good. Of course, now listen, these things are going to be in jeopardy if the governor says, you know, we got a problem that we need to, you know, beef up our safety measures more than what we're doing right now. What we do at the community center, everything we do with pretty much low numbers. And, you know, just today people wanted to talk about our numbers and did I make any adjustments? No, I did not, because we don't even hit those numbers, you know? So when you're permitting 12 people in the pool and you really don't get by six or eight, you don't worry about the 12 because we don't even get there. We permit five people in our health club at a time, two or three at a time. So we don't get there. The only issue would be the basketball court, where we started with 3-on-3 at a time. And then we increased it over time, and we're up to 10 persons up there. I am hearing that there may be some adjustments in regards to that, to where the 10 people without masks could be a problem. I'm hearing something about them wanting people playing basketball to wear masks. That's not simple. It's pretty darn uncomfortable, and I don't know how to do that. But, that's it. I mean, I don't have anything else to talk about from my end. other than once we get to the sign. Now, personally, I believe when the track team is practicing or cross country and they're on the track, okay, I say maybe we should close the track, okay? But that's not 6, 7, 8 hours a day.
Yeah, but that's let me say this, though, even about that. If they're on the track, for whatever reason, I walk around the outside of the fence sometimes.
Yeah, right.
If they're on the track,
yeah,
the public wouldn't be able to go on the track, but people do walk on the asphalt part too. Is that a problem?
No, that should not be a problem at all, ever.
I mean, that's usually where I am, even though,
yeah,
you know.
But that's you, and you know your way around the landscape, and you know what's expected. You know, a common person, you know, may think that they could be on the track at the same time. And
yeah,
probably not when those two sports are being practiced. You know, the track team and or the cross country team, which is primarily on the track. You know,
my bigger question on this thing is who's going to enforce it?
Well, it's, good, you know, question. What? The coach, if they're going to lock the gate, well, guess what? To me, Tommy's he's here now, but he's not going to be there for that. He's not going to be there at 2 or 3 in the afternoon. He's there in the morning. Their coach is going to have to lock the gate, and then he should unlock it when he's done. Because we don't have anybody else.
No, yeah. And we people can't, be out there complaining why they can't
do it in 6 days a week.
Have to deal with it, you know.
Yeah.
Huh. Well, it would seem, of course, we all know what the deal is. Everybody got a chance to read the sign, right? What the sign right. says. Yeah. Implication to the sign is that anytime a Board of Education is utilizing the field, that the general public can't go on the field. That's right. How I'm interpreting it. The next question is what prompted it and why do they feel that it's necessary to keep the general population off there? And is there a possibility, if they really feel strongly, that we couldn't possibly modify the sign to say when the track team, for instance, is on the track, that the general public either walks to the outside or not be in there at all, or something to that effect? Because a general sign that just says anytime that anybody's there, I think it said what practice is and what else does it say?
Andy, there's another issue with that.
Yeah, go ahead.
There was LOSUP money used in that.
Oh yeah, where?
To finish off the field, and if you're using, that's why they changed the name to park. That it's a park, and it has to be open to all citizens in Derby.
Oh yeah, we are aware of that, of course.
Right, but so you can't say you can't use it if you use the money to make it a public park.
Well, that's the reason why I said practical wise, when they're using the track team, I mean, who else would use it? Football team doesn't use it. They would be on the field and stuff. That would probably be the only time that the general public wouldn't be able to go there normally. Because for years, as far back as all of us can remember, there'd be practices of all kinds. Of course, there's more now because every sport wants to be on the track. But prior to that, it didn't make any difference. It was football, baseball. People would always be walking around. They'd be watching the kids practice and everything. So something prompted this change, whether it be COVID concerns or whatever the case would be. And if it's COVID concerns, then there would have to be a limitation to what this signage would represent or how long, I would imagine. So, I mean, I don't know. The sign actually, what it does is it takes the right for us to tell the general public, please use the fields. That's why they're there, especially the people that like to walk. And they do other exercise programs. Not everybody just goes around the thing. There's other people there that physically train in other ways that are not a member of the Board of Education. I don't know if you guys have seen them.
Yeah, I've seen them.
For instance, Dan goes up with a couple guys, right? Dennis, you've seen him. He goes up there when they can train. I mean, they physically do, I don't know, karate or whatever they do. But I mean, but they're not tearing up anything, but they're not necessarily walking around the field. But, you know, why can't they use it? You know, I mean, that's the problem is what we're saying is that the city actually, it's a city field. But if we put that sign up, the implication is that we're now saying unless the Board of Education decides that they want to use the field, which pretty much says that makes it their field. You know, well, like that, says, those questions
and that,
came
and
up.
That negates the use of the money to finish off the football field from LOSIP and that.
Yeah, see, I didn't see the LOSIP. You have to have a LOSIP grant, right? So if you have a LOSIP grant,
I'm saying LOSIP. It may have been the capital plan, whichever one it was, but it was money that came out of there, out of the either capital plan or LOSIP, that was designated for something that could be used for public use. But it has to be for public use. So if they paid off the end of that football field with money for public use, you can no longer close that field down.
Even the front money was the state money. I mean, right. the baseball in the field house was Mrs. Payton's money.
Right. Yeah, oftentimes when you get these grants, it's written right in the grant what the stipulations are. If it's written in any of these grants and the money was used, that it's used for public purposes, then it might be a little bit of a problem for us to say the public can't use it when the Board of Education uses it. We don't even know what their intent, how often are they going to use it? What does it look like? You know, if they had like a seasonal thing and said that during football season, for instance, that the team would be someplace, I don't know, wherever it would be. Yeah, but it's not even that. It's general. If there's practice, that the public can't go there.
Well, like Dennis says,
who came up with the idea of the sign?
It came from the Board of Education. It came via the superintendent. And he called Dennis, right, Dennis? Correct me if I'm wrong, okay?
Yeah, that's it.
He called you up and said, we got a sign. We want this posted, right? Take it before the board or take it before the Parks and Rec Commission.
Right.
But it was general. There's been no specific reasoning behind it. That's what I said. We should have somebody that either they sent us a letter, tell us what the reasoning is, why they believe this is important, or a representative to come there just to say, we want to post this sign. First thing is, you know what they say, you never give up your authority unless you absolutely have to, because you're never going to get it back. So exactly. if we're responsible and we relinquish it, it's gone. Yeah. Because after that, it's another ownership. We all know that. We've all been down that road how many times over the years. And I mean, it could get reversed, but just put this sign up. And it limits our community, does not spell out to us, in my opinion, what the reason for it is. I think we need to know that. Yeah, unless I'm missing something.
Now is there's a Board of Aldermen meeting Thursday night, and this committee is going to make no recommendation, evidently, to it.
Well, no, actually, I talked to Drew up there, and he said that he doesn't think that we should push this thing up there. All we're going to do is cause a lot of people confusion, and there's going to be a lot of questions. Think you know how it goes. Yeah. You've got two or three different parties, a whole bunch of different concerned citizens. And you know what? We could turn it into a big fiasco that may not be necessary, unless I'm missing something. I think we need, like Dennis says, we only got a short time left for the use of the fields anyways. I think we need to get something from that explicitly explains to us what the purpose is and why they feel this is necessary. I think without that, we're just wind, unless I'm mistaken. Because if we brought this before the board, they would say the same thing we're asking. Why? Right? Yeah.
And who's going to enforce it?
Yeah. And there you are, you know, because the signage, as Tom mentioned before, is pretty good signage for actually the use. It's pretty clear what you can and can't do up there.
Right.
So, yeah. Now somebody had to come up with this idea. They had to take it before the superintendent, and they had to say, "Well, we believe that we should do this because," and that's what we're missing. We got the sign, we got the way you post it, but we don't know what the because is, right? Unless I'm missing something, right, Dennis? It was never explained to you, right?
No, not enough, I guess. You know, maybe that's my fault. I don't know, but
Well, I mean, did he say? Yeah, I mean, did he say COVID? Did he say what his reasoning was?
Well, without a doubt.
Safety? What kind?
You're not going to leave COVID out of it. Of course, it's going to be a component right now of that. But I'm not sure that if COVID was disappearing, whether that would make a difference.
Well, we were on when they first proposed this sign, we were actually on the downswing. Unfortunately, as the country's going, it's going back up, but we were on the downswing from that. So if that's the reasoning, that may have to be revisited. I think that what they need to do is say, how did it come about and why do they feel it's important? Now, if they feel it's important for the safety of the kids, there's arguments on both sides of that. So the kids are down there by themselves. They don't have a coach. They don't have a teacher. Right. Because that doesn't happen, right? You don't just have the kids practice by themselves. So if the coach is there and they're monitoring their students or their players, then the safety issue about whatever they think could happen to these kids should be reduced or eliminated, no?
Should be much.
I mean, if you saw somebody suspicious there anyways, and you say, hey, that person's acting like really strange, and you would call the police, wouldn't you? You would think.
Immediately.
Because, I mean, we need to always be concerned about the welfare of the kids in our city. That's why there were so many different things we talked about, the use of the building, who can go in there, who can use what portion of the building and everything. It was to protect the kids. This is an extension to all those discussions that we had that we never talked about.
So let's table this till our next meeting, and hopefully somebody can get a representative from the Board of Ed to come to our meeting and answer our questions about it. Even though the season's ending, it's not going to go away, and then we'll do it that way.
Yeah, I mean, unless I'm wrong, I think we deserve an explanation. It's just, you know, if somebody just tells you to do something, unless it's the Commandant of the Marine Corps, I doubt that we don't move that easy. You know, we've got to find out why.
So I'll make a motion to table it till next month and hopefully get a representative from the Board of Ed to come and explain and answer our questions.
Okay.
I'll second it.
All right. So Ronnie and second is John. All in favor? Aye. I think that's a good idea. Okay. Was there anything else that anybody can think of? Are we all done? That's it?
Dennis, how do we make up the boys of summer?
What's that?
The boys of summer, did they?
Oh, okay. Boys of summer. They are they're coming on the 14th, this Saturday. It was the 7th, but you know, with the weather that we had last week, what they were doing, hoping to do up there on the 7th, they had to finish off their playoffs, which were postponed because of that rain that we had. I think it was last week, we had 2 or 3 days in a row. So that caused them to push this back another week. So they're coming. They're coming on the 14th. Again, it's a fluid thing because, you know, it's the weather has a lot to do with everything. And it caused them to reschedule.
Okay. Thank you.
Okay.
Okay, so I think that's it. If we don't have anything else.
Motion to adjourn, 7:39.
Ah, we got a second.
Second.
All right, John. Okay, thanks, everybody. Appreciate it.
All right.
I'm hoping between now and next time we'll be able to resolve this.
Yep. All right. Thanks,
okay, great. Okay, thanks.
Okay, everybody. Have a good evening and stay safe. Bye now.
Right. All right, bye-bye.
No worries.